Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We'll get to the game show here in 1 second, but during the break, Josh came in here and tried to say the Eagles were the same sound as Tom Petty. This is Tom Petty right here.
Josh, he took it to the air.
Yeah. Do the Eagles sound like Tom Petty to you, Bill?
To me, it's a hard no.
It's a hard no for me and Sip also.
It's a hard no.
That's 0 for 3 here. Yeah. This one. 3 for 3 on a no on that one.
Heyman. Yeah. I'd like Heyman to chime in. Yeah.
Rick Heyman, any comparison of Tom Petty and the Eagles? We all say no here in the studio.
Check Wikipedia.
Do they compare Tom Petty to the Eagles? All right, we're going to set.
I'm leaving if he keeps this up.
You are leaving here shortly.
On a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Well, we're gonna do an early edition of.
Bill's been out of control today. He got recharged in Utah.
He did get recharged.
He's been out of control.
I met my spirit animal
at the airport.
At the
Starbucks in the airport, right?
He's been low key out of control.
It's good. It's a good key to pee in. It's fine.
It's a good key.
It's a good key to
pee in. What key is that? Low key.
Well, you got to leave early today, Sip. So, but you're not getting out of the game show
good
today.
Good God, let's go.
We're doing an early version of Shut Up, Sip. Well, please call us right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. He was 1-4 last week.
What?
He had no lifeline. He had no lifeline to help him out. 1-4.
It wasn't as bad as it sounds.
Today, because we had the Masters this weekend, we got golf terms today for Shut Up Sipple. Golf terminology.
Yeah, Bill will be good at this.
Bill will be very helpful in this.
Golf terms?
Golf terms.
I delve into that hard.
I think we will get at least three of the four correct here today.
Okay.
Of everybody, you and the listener.
Right, Mulligan.
So, that is not one of the answers, but there you get the right thinking there.
What if the Master could buy mulligans for you?
That'd
start?
Be awesome.
Hey, how much are they? They're $5,000 a piece.
I'll take seven.
I'll take seven mulligans.
I need them all.
It'd be so much more fun.
It would be pretty
fun. Scheffler's got two mulligans.
All of a sudden, Scheffler's using his mulligan.
That'd be so much better.
He's got two left still after this deal.
He's just two left.
That'd be kind of fun.
All right, here we go. 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
If you are confused with playing this earlier, because Sip has to bolt here in a couple minutes. So, again, golf terms is the topic today in Shut Up, Sipple. You guys feel okay about this. Bill, maybe not so much.
Not so much. I'll know a couple of them.
Okay. Elion. Elion's our caller. How do you feel about golf terms today, Elion?
I'm on the school's golf team. So,
he's on the golf team. You guys are screwed. He's on the golf team right now.
Yeah, we're done. We'll how see does this happen?
We'll see how this goes.
How's a guy from the golf team calls in?
I know.
It's amazing. Elyon called.
Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question. Elyon, first question goes to you. What is the other word for a double eagle in golf?
An albatross.
Brilliant!
It is an albatross. 1-0. Would you guys have that one?
No. Good God.
The big bird, albatross.
Okay, the big bird.
Yes. But albatross. Okay. All right, SIP. Bill's
a good
play
way,
here.
A good way to remember.
1-0 lead for Elyon. What is a club that has 60-degree loft or more usually called? What is that club called? 60-degree loft or more.
Well, it's one of two things, obviously.
Is it? It's two options?
Hold it. Hold it. Yeah, that could be. Well, it's either. Hang on.
Can we consult?
Yes.
Sure. Well, if you're going to use them, I guess. 60-degree loft or more is defined as this. 5 seconds, if you'd like to take this one.
He's writing a sentence.
I see that. I don't like where this is going with that.
Just use the word you said. It's like that. Use the word.
Five.
I think your word sums it up.
Four.
Okay, sand wedge. It seems too simple.
That'd be more of a 56-degree. 56-degree. This is a 60-degree. What do you want this one, Elyon, or not?
Yeah, sure, I'll take it. Is it a pitching wedge?
Also wrong.
Oh, interesting.
That would be a lob wedge. Lob wedge. Pitching wedge is actually lower loft than a sand wedge. That was closer than pitching
You're
wedge.
You're going to have to have Bill finish this.
Hang on. Just hang on.
Keep going.
Okay. Elyon, back to you. Back 0-0 tie. What does the acronym GIR mean in golf?
GIR.
This is for Elyon.
GIR.
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Grr. 5 seconds. Five.
Get it right.
Get it right. No.
Oh.
It's not get it right.
Yes.
Are you passing or not?
Passing.
Green in regulation.
Well, got that.
For the win, 0-0 tie because he went for the steal and got it wrong. What device is used to test the speed of the greens on a golf course?
Ooh, I should know that. This will not shock me when we miss it.
when we miss it. Confident there. 5 seconds, because Sips against time.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five.
It's a device.
Four.
A
device. I don't know what it is.
Three.
Greenometer.
I'll be mad at this.
Elion,
one.
Do you want this one for the win, or you want to go to the tiebreaker?
Let's get a tiebreaker.
Stimp meter. Stimp meter is what it's called.
I don't know. Never mind.
All right, this is for Elion to go, and you guys go over under, and we'll get Stimp out.
Remember, Elion, you're on the golf team.
In what year was the stimp meter first used at a PGA event to measure green speed? Elion, I need a year.
In what year was the what?
The stimp meter first used.
Jake. 93.
Before or after 1993?
Before that.
Brilliant!
Winner!
1976, and Sip has got to go.
1-0, write it down.
1-0, it wasn't
guys,
pretty.
Thanks. Good job, Bill. Thanks.
All right.
Good show today.
We'll see you tomorrow, maybe, if I'm here. But that's a win. All right. Good job, Elion. Good try. We'll get you bagel and a coffee calling down the road.
Thanks, Elion.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
You.
Bye.
You know, it wasn't pretty, but we kind of thought that one might be the case going into that one.
Well, I thought the guy that was on the golf team would have a better shot at some of those.
He seemed very kind. He got the first
I will
one.
Say this for Elion, though. That was not easy. They were not easy.
He got an albatross.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had albatross.
Let me ask you this. Why is when people say it's an albatross around my neck? Is like it's a negative. People say that.
You're never
like,
heard that before.
You never heard
that?
Like,
no.
It's like an albatross around. Oh, yeah, that's a term.
Is that a term?
Right. Ask the breakers. That's a term.
Albatross around my neck. I've never heard that in my whole life.
Yes. That's a term.
And it's a negative
like, it's
connotation.
It's like being weighed down. It's like really? Holding me back type of thing. Check that, breakers.
I got to say, I've never
heard
that.
I think I'm right
term.
On that.
And
I
if you're right, then no one's ever said it to me before. Hmm. I've never heard that one before. But, nice. You know, it's okay. Before we get to break, saw this over the weekend, Bill, that Kentucky's got a new head coach in basketball. It is not Billy Donovan. It is not Scott Drew. It's Mark Pope. Mark Pope from BYU comes. He was there with the Cougars for 5 years, and he's now he was formerly on the Kentucky basketball team back in the late 90s.
96, he was on the national championship team. When they came in... to be announced yesterday. They sold out Rupp Arena.
I saw that.
They sold out Rupp Arena. They came in, they being the 96 championship team with Pope, came in on a bus into the arena. The 96 team got off, and Pope was the last one off with the trophy. And he talked about that we embrace championships.
Yes.
We embrace talking about championships here. So that was a lot of fun. They sold out Rupp Arena. Which does state also that I heard that someone was talking about that very clear that they're not heartbroken over the loss of Calipari. That's kind of with the take on this. He's a Rick Pitino guy.
He is. And Pitino vouched his support for him.
Yes.
They had a video put out there saying this is a great hire for Kentucky. Obviously a former Wildcat, very happy to be the head coach. And so you have someone that it means a lot for them to be there because he's an alumni of Kentucky. So I know it's not the most popular hire with that fan base. They wanted a splash like Scott Drew, who is a national champion head coach at Baylor. But this
I
is
think
somebody,
they did pretty good. I think the splash is pretty good. I think the fan base when they've sold it out, that tells you right there. That's a big deal. So I think it's a great hire.
Those who will push back will say in 5 years he never won a tournament game at BYU. Two appearances in 5 years. Again, the first year he was there was the COVID year, so he couldn't even go to the dance that year because of COVID. But two appearances in 5 years, never won a game. But again, Kentucky background, I don't think it's a horrible hire for Kentucky.
I think it's a great hire.
And you're right. The whole scene was very cool yesterday with getting off the bus and he's the last one there.
I like it. And then they said the fan base, the support of it. I think it's a really good hire. I mean, yes, maybe a Scott Drew, maybe a couple of people that were involved with that, but I think they still nailed it. I think they still nailed it.
Yeah, I wonder if the fans, if you had to choose between Billy Donovan, which is the name after Scott Drew, or Mark Pope, who would you want? Now, Donovan obviously was very successful, two titles in a row at Florida, but he's been out of the game for a while. He's been NBA for 10 years or so?
At least 10 years. I think I'd have a hard – I think they got the right person. I think they got the right person. And so it'll be fun to see. Everything is amped up a lot, obviously.
Yes.
When you get to Kentucky, hang on. Yeah, that's a lot right there.
Mark Pope, the new head coach in Lexington, Kentucky for the Wildcats. And we'll see how that tenure goes. When we come back, the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.